Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Dire Straits bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with Debbie Meyer. She's the green bag lady. She's the one of the great inventors of our time, the home problem solver, HSN. How many hours did you just do on HSN?
I did a 24-hour day a couple of days ago, and I just did 2 hours yesterday.
Is that legal?
It ended at midnight last night.
Do they realize they're violating the child labor laws? What's wrong with those people? They could be thrown in jail for working you like that.
You are the sweetest man on the face of the earth.
So 20-something hours. Wow, that's a lot of green bags. By the way, guys, she also invented the cake cutter, which for me doubles as the pie cutter. and you can in fact, I figured out how to add an extension to that thing and stretch it way on out there, And eventually, you just throw it away the cake cutter, and eat the whole cake. That's what you do.
That's
eventually
what I thought you were doing already, Jim.
So, all right, we're talking about mentoring. How do we mentor? How do we do a better job of picking our mentors? You know, I've got a little bit of a different story, maybe than a lot of people. I've got a lot of mentors, and none of them knew they were being my mentors. Mm-hmm. I still think about the people that I've learned from over the years. So many have left me with so many great perspectives, great thoughts and guideposts, and they didn't know that they didn't realize that I was paying attention so hard. And some of the things that I learned from them, they were making mistakes while they were doing it. Mm-hmm. I learned from their mistakes, but I paid attention. To me, if you're going to be a great mentee, be curious and pay attention. What do you think?
Oh, you are so absolutely right. And I do this. Actually, you know, you and I have talked about this many times, though. Our mindsets are very similar in the way that we absorb information and the way we use information. And to me, it's so important. And, I mean, you and I, the combined experience, we have I'm not even going to tell how many years that is. But all the experience that you put together in a body of work, and you have results.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quantifiable. They're identifiable. People can tell what fits into what they are doing. So many times I hear people talk about, like, okay, a baseball player is their idol or their role model, but they're not in that business. You're
right.
Not in the sports entertainment business.
If you're a ball player be your role model.
Yeah, you have to be able to measure what somebody has done before they give you advice on what you're doing.
I was just watching a video, a commercial recently, a PSA, public service announcement, I guess, and it was a football player who was teaching children at school during the off season. Mm-hmm. Now that's a football player to be a role model, but don't make them a role model just because they can knock somebody down.
I actually remember a basketball player many years ago actually making the announcement, do not let your children choose me as a role model. I'm not a role model. I don't want to be a role model. I do things in my life I wouldn't want my own children to do. Why do you want your children to follow me? You know, and I thought that was very honest of him.
I remember one of my favorite stories to tell about the Johnny Carson show was James Garner was on two guys, James Garner and one other guy, I was trying to think of his name. They were both on the Carson show, and Carson was talking to them about them being macho and about them being heroes and things like that. And both of them said basically this: look, I'm just an actor. You know that what I do? I read scripts and I play. Both of them said, you know what macho is? Macho is the guy driving a truck putting three kids through college. He said it's a nurse that shows up for a shift every night. He said that's macho.
Very good. I absolutely excellent. And, I mean, basically you're looking at people who are told when to cry, when to laugh. Their emotions are all scripted. It's
right.
not even I want to shake people sometimes.
But
there
don't
are so
you...
many good and accomplished, hardworking people with experience and creativity who are ready and willing to help you.
But what I found, what I found though, Debbie, is if you wait around to find somebody that you can get close enough to say, will you be my mentor? Which, if you can do that, if you can have a mentor, that's great. But my point is, don't wait.
Of course not.
Just start paying attention.
When they have people like Jim Blasingame on their side, you know, that's a great place to start. And I can't tell you how many people I have directed toward your website. I tell them, go read every word on Jim Blasingame's website, then come back and let's talk. Because you know, you're willing to share the information that can point them in the right direction.
Well, the thing about it, we got people like you who are willing to join me and tell the good, the bad, and the ugly. I mean, how many times have you talked about the mistakes that you've made? How many times have I talked about the mistakes that I've made? In fact, my greatest mentoring moments with my mentors who didn't know they were being my mentors was when they were telling me how they failed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know, I'm a real fan of learning from everything. At my age, I'm still a sponge, and there's still something I can take away from almost everything I hear. A lot of it I just want to throw away, and a lot of it is not applicable to me.
You know, another thing, Debbie, I got to take a quick break here that I want to before we go to a break. Find autobiographies.
Oh yes.
Not biographies. Autobiographies.
And ones that are well cited even, will have citations.
Even the egomaniacs who write autobiographies will teach you stuff.
You bet.
And read those. That's some of my best learning has been reading autobiographies about how to behave. I need the website again, please, Debbie.
It's debbiemeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R is the last name. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.